This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. This is For a Better Life from IRIB English Radio. I am your host, Sayyid Mahdi Tawakkol. I am at your service to talk about another strategy that helps us enjoy a more appropriate life based on the concepts of the Quran and Islamic narrations. Today I want to talk about giving charity to needy and destitute people. There is a vast discussion about the realm of charity regarding how much we should donate, to whom we should give money, the conditions related to it. For example, the charity is better to be done secretly or publicly, the divine rewards of it, and many other related issues. But for today, I try to only focus on a general concept of charity. Maybe I have another fortune to talk about this subject. Charity in general has both individual and social benefits. It also has a significant positive effect on man's material and spiritual life. In Islam, charity or as-sadaqah only can attract divine reward if it is done with the intention of seeking closeness to Allah, which is called in Arabic terminology al-qasdul qurbah. Charity and giving alms in Islam is sometimes obligatory, like zakat and khums, and sometimes recommended, like all kind of donation that is paid in the way of Allah, be it in the form of giving money to a destitute man or a diseased man who needs help, we help him to be cured. And in some cases, it has a general aspect like building hospitals and orphanages and etc. Orphanages and the like. Imam Ali in one of his noble sayings interprets charity as a healing medicine and says, As-sadaqatu dawa'un munjih. The word dawa means medicine, and the word munjih means effective and healing. So he says charity is like an effective and healing medicine. As I will describe, this narration says that charity is a cure for both individual and social diseases. And by diseases here, the Imam refers to the problems people have. We have seen in many cases that by donation, many deprived patients are treated, they are cured, orphans are taken care of, and the pains of the poor are soothed. For instance, if a natural disaster like an earthquake or vast fire happens somewhere, humanitarian donations or financial donations is the most useful thing that does the job. This aid is nothing but a vast wealth that is gathered by charity givers. The aid provided by organizations such as the World Red Cross or UNICEF is largely dependent on these people's contributions. Just imagine if every neighbor think about his own neighbor, or the worshippers who go to the mosque to pray are aware of each other's financial and other problems and try to help those who need. If a family thinks about other families or their close relatives, if a friend thinks about the need of his own friends, then such a society is very unlikely to have serious financial problems. For example, today my friend has taken a loan or is in a debt to someone and he does not have enough money to settle it and to return the money back, so I try to help him. The next day I may be in financial problem and my friend will help me. This is a real deal that we could have in our normal life in a society. This is what Imam Ali says in one of his noble sayings, and pointed to his saying that introduced charity as Dawa'un Munjih, that he mentioned this narration, which means that charity is like a healing medicine. In a broader view, charity has got a spiritual effect, which means that by charity or as sadaqah, giving sadaqah, God will remove many calamities from man's life. As it is narrated from the Prophet to have said, "Dawu maldakum bisadaqah wa ruddu abwab al-bala'i bid-du'a." Treat your sick with charity and close the doors of calamity with asking Allah by praying. Experience also has shown that giving charity is very effective for treating patients. Charity giving is so important in Islam that a portion of man's property is obligatory to be extracted and be spent on the expenses that is described in Islamic laws, and this portion is zakat and khums. Even in the Quran, charity is usually mentioned next to the payer. This verse we have heard it a lot, Aqamu Salata wa Atu Zakat. Aqamu Salat means to perform prayer, and next to it is often the sentence wa Atu Zakat, that means those who give alms. Mentioning the prayer next to giving alms means that to the same degree that man should have a relationship with Allah by saying the prayer, he should also maintain his relationship with God's servants through financial aid and giving charity. Let's take a break, and I will be back soon.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
A society where its people are attentive to each other's problems and try to solve them, this society is strong, united, and powerful. In such a society, people's hearts are tied together, kindness prevails, and people enjoy more peace and calmness. As a result, the people of this society can worship God more. They can be obedient more easily because their minds are less involved in worldly problems. More importantly, there is no doubt that such a society will be exposed to the mercy of the merciful God because they are more attentive and more prone to worship Allah because their mind is less entangled with worldly matters. As a result, Allah will have more mercy on the individuals in that society. A significant part of the problems that exist in a society is due to financial problems. If everyone tries to solve this problem in his own turn, a large part of human problems will be solved. If the spirit of charity and humanitarian aid spreads in a society, the price of goods will become cheaper, many worries for the future will disappear, and some of the high prices will be reduced. But if the money remains stagnant, for example, in the form of treasures in one's house, every individual houses, on in people's bank account without being used or, what to say, without being included in the economic cycle of the society, it ends in many forms of social problems. That also it will affect personal life of people, those people who are going to gather more money. Even though they have a lot of money, but eventually they should spend, on the other hand, more money as well. And in such a society, that people are more attentive to gather more and more, the poverty line is getting higher and higher. With this explanation, it becomes more clear why charity is described as a saving and healing medicine in what Imam Ali said in his short sayings. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every grain of sand in every desert land he knows. Every shade of palm, every closed hand.